Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFBA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is the Central Rappahannock Regional Library in this morning, and we have lots to talk about. Rebecca Purdy is in, the new executive director. Congratulations, Rebecca. It's exciting. I have known you for a long time, and for now to you to be the executive director. And the funny thing is, I've been in Fredericksburg, the area, since the early 80s. You're the third executive director I've known.
And oh, really?
There just have not been... There just have not been.
No. And thank you for the well wishes and the congratulations, Ted. I really appreciate it. Yes, Donna Cody, the first director you would have met, she was in the role for 35 years as director.
As director.
I cannot imagine.
Yeah.
And then Martha Hutzel, 2016, she started. And then retired in the end of September 30th, and then I started October 1st.
We'll get to you in just a second. Also this morning, Joy O'Toole is here. Joy, I see you once a year, one day a year, 1 hour a year, for really one thing. And it's a huge program and a great program, but the Rappahannock Writers Conference is right around the corner.
That it is. It's just less than a month away.
So we're going to get into all of that with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. So Rebecca, this is, I guess nobody was out. It was when Martha retired. It was a surprise to all of us. Was it a surprise?
Are you asking me to violate confidentiality?
Well, no, you don't have to say when you knew, but what a year it's been for you. What a whirlwind year, I'm sure.
It really has. Since she announced her retirement in June to the board and then the staff, it has been a whirlwind. I had done a lot of soul searching because I knew retirement was inevitable, right?
Sure.
And I spent a lot of time thinking, do I really, really want this job? I even worked with an executive coach to really make sure that it was something I wanted to do because it's a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure before I took it on that I was 110% committed to doing the job.
Isn't that interesting? Because I wondered what you would go through because you've been with Martha all along, and suddenly to step up, how easy that was to decide.
Yeah, it was not. And I did that a few years ago, basically, to give myself plenty of time to really think about it. And it was great because anytime this summer, if I had a moment of doubt, like, oh boy, do I really want this? I could remind myself that I did. I had done the process. I had worked really hard, and I knew in my core. I was just feeling fear right now, but I knew in my core that I wanted this job.
Boy, that's a good life lesson for a lot of us, for anything, as you look ahead to prepare for something, whether it's a big job, whether it's retirement, anything.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
And so when you went into the interview process, You knew where you stood and what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I did. And I spent the summer thinking of possible interview questions, reading some leadership books. I mean, I do that year round, but there were some specific, like I read a lot about communication this year, this summer, and writing possible answers to interview questions and things like that so that I was as prepared as I possibly could. And when I went into the interview, I had fun. I really had a great time talking to three members of the library board, talking to them about the library, answering their questions, sharing my thoughts. They didn't know me terribly well before then, so it was a great chance for them to get to know me better and me to get to know them better. And I just had a great conversation with them.
To be able to say that
know,
an interview
right?
was fun like that, because that... I'm sure it was, and you knew that it was a nationwide search and everything, but to have fun really sets you apart, I'm sure, because you understand this library like nobody else.
Yeah, it was really great because on day one, it was a quick turnaround. The board announced September 9th that I had the job, and Martha's last day was September 30th, so October 1st, I was able to start. reaching out to staff, connecting with them in this new way. I emailed the library board. I reached out to the jurisdictions within the first week and started setting up meetings and then scheduled the meet and greets as well so that I can really get out there immediately, connect with the community, connect with the jurisdictions, and begin relationship building.
I didn't know for sure. I had not heard that you were going. In the back of my mind, I kept thinking, oh, please, Rebecca, go for it. Because we've been in before, and you've come in and we've talked like we do monthly, or you've been in for some. We've had a year ago, we had a real serious, there was a real serious discussion with the library and localities, and you came in and were really upfront on everything and said, we can talk about anything. So you knew the issues. I knew that.
Yeah, I think that goes a long way on moving forward. You have to know where you came from. It's like why we study history, right? Yeah. We need to know where we came from in order to move forward. And I definitely have that information with my long work life at the Rappahannock Regional Library System.
You've been there. How long have you been there?
I started when I was a sophomore in high school. Shelving books at the Fredericksburg branch, and then worked there through college. Came and went on summer breaks at college. I would work at the library. Came and went a little bit more, but I've been back consecutively since 1995. So if you add it all up, the piecemeal, I'm pushing 37, 38 years, I think. But this most recent time since 1995.
So were you one of those kids that always went to the library and were always reading books and...
Oh,
that kind
sure.
of person?
Yeah, my mom always took my brother and me to the libraries when we were in Maryland, because that's where I grew up at first. And then when we moved here in 1980, she, of course, found the Fredericksburg branch. It was the only other branch besides the Colonial Beach branch at the time. And we would go there regularly, and I would check out as many books as I could until for the 2 weeks until it was time to return them.
So you really did. You grew up with you. That's what also sets you apart in all of this. I mean, you grew up with this library.
I really did. I still have some of the old summer reading bookmarks that they used to do. They were like on color cardstock, and they practically looked like they were hand-drawn photos way back before computers and everything. So I did. I was a library customer way before I started working for the library.
It just shows the importance of parents taking kids to the library and how that just that little thing can set a person up and also show kids the importance of reading and education.
Right, absolutely. I'm sure my parents did not think just by taking me to the library I'd become executive director one day, but I also learned so much while I was there because the library is a world of information at your fingertips, whether, there are so many books that have that today, but also online. And you never know where your kids are going to head if you take them to the library, what's going to capture their interest, and suddenly they're down a rabbit hole that could lead to a career.
Well, in libraries have changed so much over the years. There's so much activity and there's so much to do there, and so many things you can get in the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. There's so many things if you have a library card you can do online and get for free that in the real world you have to pay for.
Yeah, absolutely. The library, you pay for it already with your taxpayers' dollars. Mm-hmm. You might as well use it. And if you think that a library doesn't have anything for you, then you haven't been in a library
right.
for a long time. I highly recommend you pop your head in and say hello to a staff member who will give you a guided tour and start with asking what you're interested in, because that's really where the connections are made. And our staff are incredibly innovative. They're incredibly knowledgeable. We pride ourselves on the outstanding customer service we provide to every single customer who walks through that door. And so you should come to the library. You can go online. You can get downloadable movies with your taxpayers' dollars. Books, of course, e-books. No reason to pay for Audible. We have Libby and Hoopla where you can download audiobooks for free. And Hoopla, there's no wait for the book that you would like. They're available to you all the time.
The librarypoint.org, the website, if you want to just kind of get an overview. Also, there's mm-hmm. there's also a lot on Facebook. You mentioned about some community meet and greets that are going to be taking place.
Yes, I would love to hear from the community in my new role to see what they're are looking for from the library, what their hopes and dreams are for the library, and how the library has impacted their lives. So we'll do, I'll be doing one of those in each jurisdiction, and other members of library leadership will be with me in each group. The first one is next Tuesday, October 22nd at 12:30 at the Porter Branch. And these are drop-ins, so you're welcome just to come whenever you would like, and we can talk. And that one runs until 2 o'clock. Then Tuesday, October 29th from 3 to 4:30 at the Salem Church Branch. Tuesday, November 12th, 5:30 to 7 at the Fredericksburg Branch. Thursday, December 5th, 3 to 4:30 at Cooper Branch. And of course, all of this is available on our website, librarypoint.org, and it'll be promoted on our Facebook page as well.
People in the community really care about the library. I bet a lot of people, this is really your chance to meet the new executive director and talk about the library.
Yeah, I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you value in the library and maybe what the library isn't doing that you would like us to do. The budget continues to be very tight, of course, just as it is for the jurisdictions. But we will do what we can, and if we can't do it today, maybe we can do it tomorrow in a few years.
Take a quick break. We're going to talk when we come back about the talking about the Writers' Conference, but I want to talk to you some more, Rebecca, too, just about some of the things that you're looking at as you go into the library. Rebecca Purdy here is the Executive Director. Joy O'Toole here, the Adult Services Programmer at the Howell Branch, but today she's our Rappahannock Writers' Conference expert, and we'll talk with her when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Rebecca Purdy and Joy O'Toole in this morning from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Joy is the... how do I describe you as far as the Rappahannock Writers Conference? Are you the...
I am the conference chairman. So I'm in charge of the committee for the conference, for running the conference.
Okay.
And I was one of the original people who wanted to do it. So there were just a couple of us who talked about it years and years ago. And I'm kind of me and one of the local authors are the only ones that kind of stuck with it all the way through. But we had this idea.
So how did you get, an idea to do something like this? Because this has really turned into something...
Yes.
Among authors, you hear talked about all the time.
Right. We weren't expecting it to be this big, but when we first started talking about it, we started talking about it at a local author reception that we used to have every year, hoping to get back to that. And one of the local authors and I were just talking about the fact that the people and the authors in this community didn't really have a whole lot for them. We were doing a few things at the library, but unlike the musicians and the artists, they really had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were just discussing, oh, well, it would be fun if the library could do some sort of, you know, little conference or something for them once a year. And so that was way back, I'd say maybe 10, 11 years ago that we talked about this. And so I talked to my supervisor, and she really liked the idea. And so we started it that first year. We thought, oh, well, and this local author said, Tracy Hunter Abramson, got to give her a shout out because she has been fantastic all the way through. But she was like, you know, I run conferences elsewhere. Let me finish up this next one, and then we'll do it here. And she was good to her word, and she kind of jumped in there with me and kind of gave me all the advice. And that first year, we were kind of hoping, it was a half-day conference, we were hoping maybe 50 people would show up, and we ended up with over 100.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just came in droves.
Yeah.
We had no idea how much people were waiting for something like this. So that was really exciting, and that's kind of how it's, and then we were just like, well, obviously, this is a need. Let's keep doing this.
And it's gotten bigger and bigger.
It has, yeah. And this is our eighth year. We are back at Germana this year. We really love Germana because they've got great classroom space. They're so generous with their space. And we basically take over the workforce building.
I bet.
Yeah, it's really great, though, because they've got a really good layout and they're just so wonderful to work with. And so they have been really great. So they're our platinum sponsor because they donate the space so that we can do this. We could not do this without the generosity of the people who partner with us. So Germana, we have Topside, who donates pens and folders for all the writers every year. We have Scrivener, donates Literature and Latte, donate their writing stuff for the to give to people. And of course, the speakers. All these speakers are coming and we're feeding them, but we're not paying them. They're doing it because they love to give back to other authors. And they just love to be part of a writing community. And so that's what we've built, is that writing community here in the Fredericksburg area.
There's a lot of writers authors involved.
Yes.
Just if you go and look online, it just keeps going down and down. Because I thought, okay, well, that's a nice section, and it just keeps going down and down. Yeah. And there's more and more and more, and a number of local authors.
Yes.
that I recognize the names of.
Yes, the majority of them are local, within, if not our exact jurisdiction, right outside of it. So we try to keep as much local as we can. We do go outside it a little bit because the speakers. The way we've grown our speaker pool is by having our current speakers who we like, asking them, who would you suggest? And so that helps us then to build that speaker pool. And also, like at the Indie Book Festival, which was just this past weekend, I go to that every year so that I can talk to other people who are coming in that I maybe not have not met before, who are fairly local, who might be good speakers. And then I get their information and send them a call for proposal as well, so that we can have a really robust offering for our writers.
So, Joy, you must work on this all year. I mean, this is something that you have at least maybe some months of the year. It's not quite as intense, but you're always thinking about it.
Yes. Well, you have to. And one thing that we discovered this year, we had been really waiting until spring to reach out to keynote speakers and regular speakers. And that was, we were having a hard time with that as far as time, because we weren't coming up with a date and a venue and confirming with Germana until usually February or March. And that was just too late. So we actually have next year's date already nailed down so that we can start reaching out to speakers like right after the first of the year. So yes, it is. I pretty much get December off.
But otherwise, you're always looking ahead.
Yeah, we're always looking ahead. Yeah, and planning, trying to make it better, trying to meet the needs of our writing community. Because this is really for them. This is a way for them to grow. That's why we have that tagline, where writers grow, because we want them to grow in their understanding of how to write. We want them to grow in their having community with one another and being able to bond with one another, because that's so important. Writing is so solitary. To have other people who are doing the same thing is very, very helpful. It helps you to get through those hard times, because there are really hard times when you're writing. And then grow in their business understanding, you know, because it's a business. Writing is also a business now. So you have to understand that in order to be successful.
It's interesting. Were you going to say something, Rebecca? Okay, I thought you wanted to jump in.
Say,
if you want to jump in, feel free to jump in at any time. It's interesting you say that, because in talking to a lot of artists in the area, they'll talk about how they work with their students about the business side of things.
Yes,
And if you don't understand how to sell your work, might have good work, but no one knows.
Right, and it's very different. You know, people still think of writing, oh, you know, you sell it to a publisher and they do everything. No, it doesn't work that way. Whether you're self-published, whether you're going with a small independent publisher, or you're going with one of the big five, which are the big publishers, it doesn't matter. You need to know how to sell it originally to an agent, to a publisher, but then it doesn't matter who's publishing it. You still have to market it. So you have to understand all those things. And most people who are getting involved with writing have no idea. And that's why we want to do this, is because we want to make sure that people understand there's more to it. And we're here to help you to do that and to learn the things that you need to learn. And of course, the library is the perfect place, because we have the tools and we have the information to give to people and the resources. And so that is something that I really appreciate, is that we're able to very, very much help this part of the community.
the library has the tools and the O-tool to make sure that this gets done.
Yeah.
It just came to me. I love it. As you said that. No, but especially in this time, Joy, it's so important because there really are so many options. It used to be you would just send it off and see if someone did. Now, like you said, with self-publishing or with smaller, there are so many options out there now.
Right. In fact, one of our panels this year at the conference is the different options that you have. So we have authors who have published different ways, and they're going to be sitting on a panel so that people can ask them questions. You know, what's it like if you traditionally publish? What's it like if you self-publish? What's it like if you... what's called indie publishing, which is usually kind of an in-between where you're going with a small independent publisher. There are all these different flavors of publishing now, and the panel is going to help people to kind of think it through, you know, which one is going to work for me. And that's important to do because whatever project, and some people will do more than one. So, like, you'll have one project where you really want to do traditionally published. I've got a project that I definitely want to do traditionally published, but others that I could definitely do self-published. So you don't necessarily have to stick with just one thing either, which is great, but all those choices, you have to educate yourself. So
I was going to ask you, since you're so involved with the Writers Conference, are you a writer?
Yes, I am a writer. I can say that now. It took me a long many years of writing to get to that point. Yes, I'm a writer. I have a website. I'm working on a book. And I write for the library also. So I have articles on the library website as well. So yes, I am a writer and I love it. It's really fun. But it's hard work. And so I really want to encourage other people because of that.
So what's your website? Just so you might as well promote yourself there.
It's joylotool.org. And my blog is Myriads of Thoughts because I just write whatever is on my mind or heart. And so I write about writing and books and all kinds of things.
Okay. Now, for the Writers Conference, do you need to sign up ahead of time? And what's that process?
Right. So, yes, it's a Friday night, Saturday. The Friday night is full, but we do have a waiting list, and we try to get as many people on the waiting list in. Those are workshops, so they're very small, very hands-on, and a great way if you really want to kind of like get in the weeds on something. The Saturday, we still had room last I checked. In the in-person. The virtual, we have plenty of room. So if somebody can't come in person because they're busy that day or because they can't leave their house because they're a caregiver or they have medical issues or anything like that, they can sign up for the virtual and we'll be live streaming the keynotes and four of the workshops. So we'll take over the library Facebook page that day and just be live streaming things all day from the conference venue, which is very cool. We've never done that before.
Yeah.
So this is our first time doing that. But people who come virtually can see that. But if they can't make it that day, they will also receive recordings of those afterwards to look at for up to a month after the conference. So yes, there is some in-person space. And if you can come in person, I do recommend it because of the just electricity of that many people talking about writing all in one place. And we do have some space left. And there is a waiting list. And usually if you're on the waiting list, you will get in as long as you're not number like 57 or something. But yeah, if you sign up now and you're on the waiting list, you'll get in. I'll get you in.
is there a web address or anything if you want to get information on this?
Sure, yes. It's librarypoint.org/writers-conference. So you go there and all of the information about the conference is there. All the speakers, what they're going to be talking about, who our keynotes are, and also the links to registration are there. But if you have any issues at all, please contact the library. You can email us. You can chat with us. If you go to the bottom of librarypoint.org, you'll see the links for those. You can give us a call. You can come in. We will help you to register and answer your questions.
It is a Saturday, November 9th from 8:45 to 4:30. The Rappahannock Writers Conference. Joy O'Toole is here this morning. Rebecca Purdy here from the library. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning, as always, with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Rebecca Purdy is here, the new executive director. How long do you stay the new executive director, I wonder? After a while, that gets old.
I think 1 month.
Okay. Oh, that's much shorter than I thought. Rebecca Purdy is here. Joy O'Toole is here. Also, she is especially, she's with the Howell Branch in real life. But for today, it's the Rappahannock Writers Conference. It is Saturday, November 9th, 8:45 to 4:30. Librarypoint.org/writers-conference. If you want to get more information. So what, you said Friday's all is sold out. So we'll pretend Friday's happening, but we're not going to talk about Friday.
No.
Saturday, what to talk about? There are breakout sessions and
yes.
Just a lot of things going on Saturday.
Yes, so there is a lot going on Saturday. It's a full day. People do not have to come for the whole day. I do want to stress that because some people are like, I can't come for that whole day, so they don't sign up. And we say, no, come for the part you can or the part that you're interested in, and that's fine. But it's two keynote speakers. We have a morning keynote person who is going to be starting about 9. The conference starts at 8:45 because we have kind of, the introduction and mm-hmm. everything else. But the first keynote starts at 9. And then we'll have two breakout sessions where you have choices between different workshops that you might be interested in, or classes, really. And then there's a lunch. And after lunch, we'll have another keynote speaker. And then we're going to have like a short book signing, meet the speakers time. So one of the things that people like is they like to be able to actually talk to the speakers and they like to buy their books. So we have a book table for all the speakers' books there that you can buy their books. And then you can go and get them to sign it and you can talk to them. So if you have questions or you just want to talk to an author who writes the same thing you do, that's what that networking time is going to be for that. And then after that, we'll have two more breakout sessions before we end at 4:30.
This is really valuable because you, especially that part of it, because you can Google things all you want.
Right.
But to talk to somebody and let them, you hear some of the ups and downs of in the struggles.
Exactly. And most of the speakers try to be really good about giving a Q&A session at the end of their talk so that people can say, well, you said this. How does that apply to this? And so that is also very valuable for people. But just by meeting the speakers or listening to them, then almost all the speakers stay for the whole day. That's the other thing, is our speakers, they don't just kind of go and hide in the green room. We have one in case they need it. But they go to sessions. So that means that they're there with they're learning too, but they're also accessible. So that if you see somebody and you really loved what they said, you can go and say, hey, thank you so much. I really liked what you said. Thank you for doing that. Or I'm really looking forward to your session this afternoon. It's going to be really good. So they're there. They're part of they want to learn too. They're not just resting on their laurels. They're engaging, they want to know more, they want to learn more, they want to connect with other people, and that's why they come.
So, Joy O'Toole here this morning with the Rappahannock Writers Conference. You mentioned about the Independent Book Festival that was the past weekend and with the Writers Conference and what the library does. For the person who's interested in this, no matter what, whether you're just getting started, thinking about it, are involved, there really are people and options around here to be able to kind of learn the system.
Exactly. So the Fredericksburg Independent Book Festival is a yearly event. They started the same year we did. They missed 1 year because of COVID, mm-hmm. whereas we were able to go online. But they saw the same need. And they're more the get them out there, be able to market and sell your book. We teach that, but we're more on the information side. But we also have other things. We have monthly writers groups that anybody can join and learn more about, get that support while you're in the actual writing process. We have author panels that are virtual that are twice a year for local authors. Come and talk about their books and talk about the writing process. And people can come onto Facebook and they can ask questions. So this is something that happens in between the conferences that people still have access to And if you go to our Facebook page, you can actually go and see some of those past panels. They're great. That's a great way to get in between the conference to get access to local authors who are publishing and find out more about either their books or how to write, how to publish, and ask questions.
You talked about the first time when you did this and hoped you'd get 50 people. Yeah. And now, you know, what, 8 years later, when you've got waiting lists and just the panels that you have, you've got to be thrilled with how this continues to just grow and have an impact.
It's exciting. It's exciting to see how excited everybody gets about it, too, and loves to be with it. We had one author who was not able to speak for us this year because he was committed elsewhere already, and he was so crushed. I mean, he was so upset, and he was excited when I told him, I have next year's. He said, I'm putting it on my calendar now so I can be there. You know, people just really love to, they love the camaraderie. They love just the whole vibe. It's a very, very optimistic, enthusiastic, cheerful sort of conference, and we really, that is our goal, is to, you know, really help and support writers and help them not just to grow, just to be happy about it.
Well, so many people are involved in this kind of thing now, and it's like everything else, because of technology, it's changed so much, and you're able to give that information to people out there.
Yes, exactly. And we have 28 speakers this year because we have several panels. It's the most we've ever had. So you're going to get a lot of different voices from a lot of different perspectives, which I also think is very, very important. Just like you want to read different perspectives, when you're writing, you need to hear from different perspectives in order to write them. You can't just kind of like just write something. And they say write what you know. But to be realistic, a lot of what you write, you don't know, and you have to know how to find out. And so that's one thing that we also are trying to do, is help people know, you know, where do I find these different voices that I need to add to my piece to reach out to an audience that maybe needs to hear things that they haven't heard before. So that is one thing that we really try to do, is to make sure that our speakers are coming from all different walks of life and backgrounds and everything else, so that they can speak to all these different things.
I just know around here there are some, and I'm just thinking of the people just off the top of my head who I've had on recently that are involved. I mean, Rick Poland has been in a bunch of times. He does stuff. Jim Hall has written some really, you know, historical things, and he's someone local. Linda White has done some things, and Linda Allen has done some things. There are really people doing some significant works that live right here.
Exactly. In fact, Rick is on our conference committee. He's one of the local authors on our conference committee, and he's great. He's a tower of strength. Linda White is actually coming back to speak for us, even though she's moved out of the area. She's coming back to speak for us this year, which is, I'm really excited to see her again. It's been a few years since she's been. Jim has spoken for us in the past. I'm hoping to talk Linda into coming one of these days and speaking for us.
Yeah.
So it's great because they have so much knowledge, and they're such interesting people, and to get to know them. I mean, you know, for me, this is just wonderful to get to know all these people. It's just exciting to meet all these authors and see that the work they're doing, and know that this is something. Fredericksburg is such an amazing place for the arts. You know, it's music, it's visual arts, it's writing, all of these arts, and it's very exciting to be able to be a part of that. So yeah, the Writers Conference is kind of a central key, I think, for the writers for that.
Well, thank you for all that you've done over the years to put this together.
Oh, so, yeah, it's terrific. My pleasure. I love it. I love it.
Every year I look forward to this show when I see your name pop up, and I think, oh, it's Rappahannock Writers Conference time.
Exactly.
So it's time to see Joy. Again, it's a Saturday, November 9th, beginning at 8:45, and we'll give all the details again before we get out of here. Joy O'Toole here, Rebecca Purdy also here. So, Rebecca, this really is a great example of something that the library does that just touches everyone and is so informative in the community. It's more than just getting a library card and taking your kids or going yourself. It's these kind of programs that happen all the time.
Right. I mean, our mission is to offer lifelong learning to everyone in all of our communities. And Joy has given an incredible example here of how the library does that. We provide these wonderful, unique experiences. And the Writers' Conference, where else can you do something like that? Prepaid, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Because it's no extra fee to do this.
Right. There's no fee for the attendee.
Right.
None at all.
None. Yeah. None. Your taxpayer dollars have already paid. If you're trying to do a side job of writing or whatever your goal might be, maybe it's your passion, this is what you want to do. Joy has created something with her colleagues and local authors that fills that need. And that's just one of the examples of the incredible experiences that you can get at your public library.
And a regional library. There's something to be said about a regional library like this that everybody comes together. We all always hear about. I mean, the localities we'll talk about. You know, there are no barriers between localities, and the same with the regional library system. Everybody's together.
Absolutely, and we have statistics that we put in part of our budget presentation that show how many Stafford residents use the Fredericksburg branch and so on.
Yeah.
And it's incredible how many people shift around. They might live in Spotsylvania and work in Stafford near the Porter branch, and then they go there. And they're spreading the taxpayers' dollars around the community as well, because while they're there, they might pop into the shop for some groceries or, you know, go to the mall, get some gas. And so regionalism in that regard is really impactful for the community and the jurisdictions.
Well, I just think of things like summer reading, weather, and, you know, adult winter read. Whatever age you are, the library impacts a lot of people in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, it really does have something for everyone. And that's part of our goal, is to meet the needs of everyone in all of our communities, not just one community, not the most vocal community, all of our communities. We want to make sure that we are serving everyone.
Well, and I always go back to years ago, I missed... There was some kind of an update you had to get done to if you had I can't even think of what it's
like
called.
An iPhone?
No, it wasn't an iPhone. Which you can read out of the
Kindle.
Oh, thank you.
So yes, thank you. I can see it, but I couldn't think of what it was called. I missed my update on the Kindle, and one of your librarians said, "Oh, take it into Salem Church. Somebody there will fix it." Because I had spent hours and I went in there, and they fixed it within minutes.
Yeah.
And it's those kinds of things if you've got technology like that.
Right. Our staff are highly trained. We invest a lot of training time to make sure that they can meet your needs, so they can help you with your phone or your Kindle in this case, and make sure that you can use the library app smoothly. You can use computers at the library. Mm-hmm. I know people think everyone has a computer. That's not necessarily true. Job applications, people use our library to apply for jobs, to pay their taxes. And sometimes they use them to search the internet. We don't care what they do. We're just really glad that they're in the library and are taking advantage of what they have paid for.
So, Joe, where would you be without the library? Not only because and I'm not talking about, I have a job there, but just as a user before you became a library employee.
I can't even imagine. I grew up going to the library. My mother said that I went to the library before I was born, because she would go to the library every week with me in utero. So I have been going to the library my entire life. That was one of the things. In fact, when I moved to Fredericksburg, my mother took me around and showed me where the bank, the grocery store, the library, and the church were, so that I would have my basic needs met.
Yeah, right.
And I homeschooled my kids, so we used the library all the time.
Yeah.
It was such a great cost saver for me, because I could borrow books from the library instead of buying everything. Mm-hmm. Somebody was telling me a library in another county actually lists on their receipt how much money it would have cost you in order to buy all of the books that you're borrowing from the library, and the amount of money that you save. And that is really true. My whole life has been, you know, the fact that I can borrow books and have them. And I love books. I have books everywhere in my house. And I'm an equal opportunity reader. So I'll read them if they're ebooks, I'll read them if they're print books, audio, any way you can give them to me, I will read them. But it's great, because it has allowed me to have access to things that I wouldn't have had access to otherwise because for financial reasons or just because I couldn't go someplace to get something. Mm. And so that has been huge for me. And I'm really, really thankful for the library over all those years. I was a customer at Central Rappahannock Regional Library for years before I started working there. And my kids, everybody knew my kids. So when I started working there, they would come to me and like, oh, you're so-and-so's mom.
Yeah.
The staff members knew me through my kids because we had spent so much time in the library.
That is great.
Yeah, it's really great.
Joy O'Toole, Rebecca Purdy here from the library. Quick break. We'll wrap it up this morning by talking about a couple of quick community events, and also we'll talk about the Rappahannock Writers Conference. It's on the November the 9th. We will wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
These are the voices and the success stories of Renew Health and Wellness.
I tried lots and lots of plans.
I tried all the diets. They weren't very successful with me.
It was just tough for me to lose a pound. It was tough for me to lose 5 pounds. I needed to lose 40 pounds because I was just overweight.
Wow. My life changed incredibly after the Clean Start weight loss program.
Less than 3 months, I've lost 53 pounds, and I've been able to maintain my goal and my weight.
I've lost over 40 pounds and still continuing to lose.
Gained my confidence back. I went from a size 24 pant to a 14.
It has changed my life, and it was simple to do.
Pick up the phone, get into Renew, because it will change your life.
Renew Health and Wellness specializes in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women, as well as weight loss, anti-aging, and aesthetic services. Call 540-684-3900 today for a free consultation. That's 540-684-3900, or take the test at renewmetoday.com.
There are substantial changes to the Medicare prescription drug program this year, and anyone with Medicare should get a quote. Hi, I'm Sean Schickel of Patriot Family Financial. If you or someone you know has a drug plan through Medicare, they will need to ensure that they have a plan that is right for them. We've helped thousands of people, and we can help you. Walk-ins are always welcome. We are located in the Spotsylvania South Point area. PatriotFamilyFinancial.com. That's PatriotFamilyFinancial.com. We are not affiliated with any federal government agency.
Go clean out the house.
Don't buy a shed.
Buy a Capital Shed.
Why waste money on an inferior shed? Capital Sheds has unmatched quality at unbeatable prices. Visit one of their 8 convenient locations and see for yourself. 0% financing or rent to own with no credit check and no down payment. And right now, take $500 off any shed. Don't buy a shed, buy a Capital Shed.
Go with Capital Sheds.
CapitalSheds.com.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Rebecca Purdy, Joy O'Toole here from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Before we get out of here, and we got a couple of things coming up. The Rappahannock Writers Conference, first of all, we've talked a lot about this morning, is November the 9th. Joy, and if someone wants more information on getting on a waiting list or just to find out more on the Writers Conference, what's the best way to do that?
You can contact the library directly, or you can go to our website, librarypoint.org/writers-conference, and all of the information is on that website.
Okay. The Friends of the Library book sale is coming up before the end of the month. This is a great place. The Friends of the Library bookstore is over off of Lafayette Boulevard. You will love it.
Yeah.
I love it too much.
Yes, it's October 21st to the 26th. It is a great place to get books. I always bought my kids books for Christmas at these book sales, and now they are disappointed if I don't do that. So it's a great way to get good books for not as much money as paying full price, but they're in beautiful condition. So I do recommend going over there and seeing there's something for everybody in the bookstore, in the Friends bookstore.
So many of those books do look new, or you look at or you look at the cost of those books.
Yes,
you mentioned about to check books out. you go buy these books there for just a few dollars, and you look at what they cost. So it really is a great place to
it is.
Make it your bookstore.
Right. It's a great place. We don't have like an actual indie bookstore. We have a used bookstore in town, but we don't have it. But this is a great substitute because there's so many books. And what's really great is they're not the newest books either. You've got backlist books. So you've got books from years ago.
Yeah.
So there may be gems in there that you remember that you would love to get your hands on. And it's sitting at our bookshop waiting to be bought.
And again, the book sale is when?
It is October 21st through the 26th.
Okay. So that is coming up. Also, the Stafford Peacemakers Quilt Guild annual show is what?
That is October 25th through the 28th. That's at our Porter Branch.
Okay.
And it is amazing. They have a theme every year. This year, it's the Quilter Next Door. And they display dozens of quilts that people have made. And they are the most gorgeous things. Even if you've never quilted, you will almost be itching to try after you see the gorgeousness that these quilts are. I try to go most years just to see because they're so beautiful. And I do recommend that if you are interested in quilts at all, and they also, they usually have like entries, challenge entries and things like that too. So it's all different things and it doesn't matter. It's not just traditional quilts. It's all kinds of other kinds of quilts too. So it's really for anybody who is interested in sewing and quilting.
LibraryPoint.org for information. There's Halloween stuff. Then you can find out all about that if you go to LibraryPoint.org. Before we get out of here, again, Rebecca Purdy, congratulations on executive director. What a great choice the board made.
Thanks, Ted. I appreciate that.
And you are doing, there are going to be community meet and greets where you want to talk about the library. This is your chance.
That's right. I'd love to hear from the community about how the library's impacted their lives and also their hopes and dreams for the library system. The first one will be next week on Tuesday, October 22nd, 12:30 to 2:00. At the Porter Branch, and these are drop-ins. So you don't have to come and stay the whole time. You can come by, say hello, we can chat a little bit, and then you can go about your day, or you can stay the whole time. You're welcome to do that as well. The next one is on Tuesday, October 29th at Salem Church, and then another at in November at Fredericksburg, and then finally in December at the Cooper Branch. And all of these dates and times are on our website, librarypoint.org, and they'll be on our Facebook page as well.
Well, don't make yourself a stranger and come in here and talk like we always have.
We've done a lot of that over the years.
Who knew that when we first started talking that I would someday be talking to the future executive director of the library?
I wouldn't have thought it at one point. So.
And Joy O'Toole, thank you for what you do at the Rappahannock Writers Conference on November the 9th. Mm-hmm. 8 years of this and going strong. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you both for coming in. We'll see you soon.
Of course. Thanks.
LibraryPoint.org. Rebecca Purdy, Joy O'Toole here this morning. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.